to God, and I begin to believe in the promises, the yes and the amen, that let no sin, let no addiction have dominion over my life. And that's how you get set free, because
victory, royalty family, I'm crowned with the victory. Price already been paid, sweet victory. I got the victory, yeah, that's the mind frame. Mind changing with the times, that's the time.
Wake up, lay feet to the pavement. Running at 100, ain't read, no praying. Knees in my seat, got me so anxious. Pete telling me.
See, it's money, cars, jewels, stars, woman.
I'm a child of God, nothing else I'd rather be. Covered in the blood of Christ, give me VIP. Blown away by his love, call it TNT. Heaven is my destination, here is just a B&B. Keep my treasure stored in heaven.
Bookkeeper247.com. Welcome back to Behind the Mic Podcast with my husband and your host, Daryl Kemp. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you visit the bookkeeper247.com to catch up on all of our new content. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter as well in order to keep up with the hottest artist in the game. On the fourth episode of season two of Behind the Mic, Daryl continues his conversation with upcoming gospel artist Brianna Ray. They discuss topics such as her first music introduction, her connection with Showtime at the Apollo, the business aspect of gospel music, and how Christians can make an impact on others through their everyday jobs. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast for the most in-depth show in hip-hop, Behind the Mic, with my hubby and your host, Daryl Kemp. Let's go!
What up, this is Chris TYK, and you're rocking with the Bookkeeper 247 Podcast. Check out my new single, You Have Me, featuring Alicia Renee, on all streaming platforms right now.
Hey, this is Brianna Ray, and you are tuning into the Bookkeeper 247. Make sure to check out my song, His Love Don't Change, featuring His Purpose and Miss Blue Eyed Soul.
Brianna Ray, His Purpose, Blue Eyed Soul.
Yo, it's your girl. Never changing, never ending, forever reigning. Every day is the same. You're still bringing healing to lame. You're still bringing joy for my pain, and I thank you. Glory goes to the Savior, because in the storm, he's my anchor. If you ain't feeling your situation, then get with the maker. Make an appointment, or better yet, take a moment and turn your face to the throne. He's been waiting to hear your voice. It's been paid for, paid for. It's the same number, same coke, and the blood of Jesus made me whole. Woo! Got that blood of Jesus made me whole. Made new, past gone. Changed blue, safe soul. Yo, he done made me over, wanna do it. Work me over, see me through it. Talk about him, I'ma do it. I'm the key to peace like I'm a Buddhist. With my father, God, like I'm a Judas. Be Brianna Ray and baby, do it. Lyrics sweeter than your juicy juice. Been about it, tell me your excuse. Been about it, tell me your excuse. Never perfect, but your love is worth it. Cover multitude of sins. I love it and I'm loving you. And I'm loving you.
All the guests and it's stressing and testing and wondering what to do next. All the pain, things we blame, it's a shame, it's a cycle, it always is the same. Said he never leave, nor forsake us, but somehow we forget that he's always there to save us. Forgot where help comes from, forgot that he gave his son. Forgot that it don't matter what we go through, cause there is no nothing that's too hard for my God to do. Only Jesus Christ can save, only he can make a way. I know it'll be okay, cause when everything else does, love don't change. changes, always stays the same. That's why Jesus is my main. He brought me from the bottom to the top, and that's why I praise his name.
So insane the game when I praise his name. I can't contain my joy, I'm slain. He reigns, his reigns keep me in my own lane. I'm soaking wet, the oil I get was fresh and pressed for it, but I'm not upset. I'm seeking Christ like Boba Fett. The love directs me higher than a falcon jet. What about all my screw-ups every time he lost the flesh? Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We can put our cares to rest. All our sins have been forgiven. That's why you died upon the cross. Don't let the enemy accuse you. Walk it out and be a false. His love is resurrecting with new mercies every day. When I say Jesus loves his children, I mean Jesus, he don't play. Confounded by his love, it just don't make no sense to me. How I'm set apart for him, he blesses me so fervently. Abba Father, that's my daddy. Elohim, he's on the throne. El Shaddai, he's got the power. Emmanuel, I'm not alone. So I'm here just for his service, representing with my life. This has been your girl, his purpose, and the purpose here is Christ.
All right, we back. We kicking it with our sister, Breonna Ray. We want to get into now, you know, I just want to talk about a little bit about what was your first introduction to music? It doesn't have to be gospel, but what was your first introduction to music?
Well, I would say my family, you know, brought it up to me. We all sing, the whole family, every time we get together, somebody breaks out in song, and all of a sudden the whole room is singing. You know, it can get embarrassing, especially when I was a teenager, if I brought somebody around and then everybody just starts singing. But at least it didn't sound bad. So that's one, that's one thing. But my grandfather, he actually was in a group in the 70s. And it wasn't gospel, but he later on, you know, left the group and everything, wanted to devote his life to God and everything. But in that time, he was actually at the Apollo Theater. And he won, you know, when they had the show and everything. He won for 9 straight weeks, and he was beaten by Luther Vandross. So, so we have a story. That's how I was introduced to music, and I just fell in love with it. You know, I, as a little girl, I tried to test it out, see if I could, you know, sound like them and things like that. And yeah.
Okay. So, 9 weeks straight. So, Grandpa could blow. Down there in Harlem, because that crowd kind of rough at the Apollo, right? And then Luther, to get beat out by Luther. Oh, wow, that's awesome. So, yeah, I could imagine Thanksgiving and Christmas with the family over and everybody singing, right? Yeah. So is it good to have support from your family? Is that a good thing to have?
Yes. I'll be honest, it's not always there, you know. They, for some of them, you know, they believe in me. They believe that I'll go far with it and everything. But a lot of the time, they want you to be good. They want you to be okay. And so with the music business, it's a lot with that. They're, you know, the part of it that's not so holy about it. And so, you know, they want to protect me from that part of it. But then there's the whole one in a million type of thing where it's hard to actually make it. But I believe that if it's my destiny, if it's what God has in my plans, then it'll happen. And so I'm not worried about it, and I believe in myself, what you have to do in order to keep going, because it is a difficult business. But, you know, they believe in me. They believe in my talent. And so I believe that support is important, because it helps you keep going, and it helps you build up that belief in yourself. Because you could tell yourself all day, you know, I can sing, I can blow. But if everybody else around you is saying, oh, you suck, then, you know, it's hard to keep going on. So, yes.
Oh, that's what's up. So how difficult is it to separate your ministry from business? Because what you're doing, singing, that's ministry. How difficult is that to separate the two?
Oh man, you're getting into the topics. let's see. So I think a lot of the time, you know, as gospel artists, we want to fulfill our ministry. We want to be able to touch people and spread God's word. We want to do that. And that is the goal, ultimately. But at the same time, we got bills and stuff like everybody else. And so, you know, it's difficult, and it becomes, you know, a challenge when people don't really understand that, or they try to use that against you. You know, going to a church and having to sing or perform, and they don't want to pay you because they're saying, well, you should be doing this for God, and, you know, to touch people. And yes, we are there for that. But, you know, you go to your job 6 days a week or whatever it may be, and you get your paycheck. If I'm doing this for God, I believe that He's going to take care of me at the end of the day. But I believe that you should want to sow into something like that. If you see somebody living for God, doing God's work, why would you shorten them by saying, oh, you should just be doing it because, you know, you should just do it. You should want to sow into that and say, you know, I'm young. And so, you know, a lot of people are impressed by the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing at my age. And so, you know, you see a young girl, she's singing for God. She could be doing any other type of music and things. You know, I'm in college. I got things to pay for. So I just see it as, why would you not want to sell into something like that?
Yeah, that's a good outlook. Like I always say, well, my pastor, I'm an officer at the church. So we have our quarterly meetings and stuff. And before the meeting goes on, my pastor, when he prays, he'll say, allow us to handle the business of the church like we truly love God. You know, because at the end of the day, as much godly as we can be, the church, you can't call, ours is Alabama Power down here, the power company. But you can't call the power company and say, hey, we had a bunch of amens and hallelujah, but you know, I don't have the light bill, you know. So maybe they'll show grace and surprise you, but you're still going to have to pay that light bill.
Exactly.
So I agree. You know, we have, we did so much stuff for free on the site. You know, it really don't bother us. Lord blessed me with a good job, so I'm able to take care of a lot of things. But Picasso Ramirez, that's over there with 520 Collective right now, that was over Not By Bread Alone Ministries, which I still think he got that going on too. But he told me to start asking for donations. And I'm the type, I didn't know how to do that, because I felt like everything God has brought me through, how can I ask you know, for donations. But believe it or not, it's helping us on the website to pay some of the website fees. People give, and then sometimes people just don't have the money to give. You know, but you know, as long as they're hard in the right place, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what college are you at?
I'm at Morgan State.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You figured out your major yet?
See, I had been doing applied liberal studies, which is basically kind of like a general studies, but for a university. And so you're basically allowed to take whatever type of classes you want to take within that major. It just has to be within the certain categories. So if you do humanities, you have to take humanities, or, you know, this however many humanity classes. But it can be whatever classes you want to take within humanities. So that's what I was doing, but I am looking into changing my major to something more specific. Because, you know, just starting out in the university, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I know I wanted to do music. That was originally my plan, but I went in there and they told me that I would have to do 4 additional years, and I was a transfer student. So, I had already gotten my associates and moving on to get my bachelor's and expecting to only do, you know, maybe 2, maybe 3 years, but not 4 whole new years. That wasn't the plan. The whole reasoning behind that was you had to have 8 credits of choir, and choir's on 1 credit. So,
That's where the 4 additional years come in.
And nobody told me that. And so, you know, in community college, I was basically going by the classes that they wanted for music once I got to Morgan, because that was always where I wanted to go. And so that kind of messed me up, and I was on the spot. So I just picked, you know, applied liberal studies just so I could get started. But now I'm thinking of changing it to social work. I've dealt with anxiety and depression and all those things like that. And I started talking to a therapist. She was a Christian therapist, and she's actually really dope. She wasn't charging any of her clients. She was just purely doing it to do God's work. And so, yeah, she's dope for that. And as I was talking to her, she had an impression on me, because I was very impressed with her relationship with God. And so she talked to me about me being the type of person that likes to help people and can talk to people in a way that will have them to open up if they're closed up. And I'm easy to talk to. People are comfortable talking to me. And she said, why don't you look into doing social work? And I had never thought about that. And so, you know, being that she had this impression on me, I was like, okay, I'll check it out. So right now I'm in the process of trying to see if I want to change my major to that, because I don't want to go too off the grid to where my classes won't count. And so we're going to see if they can fit into the social work major. That was a long answer, but
that's fine. That's what we like to do. We like to talk, because we were talking earlier about being able to use our light and show our gifts in this world around worldly people. And social work, that's a humbling job. If we must say for, and and for another godly person, another Christian, to be able to offer it for free counseling, and, you know, to be able to talk to another Christian, you know, and now you're thinking about, hopefully, you know, the school allow and the credits lined up to becoming a social worker. that's another way that we can use our gifts from God, you know, to in this world of today. So that's good.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I hope that works out for you. I really do. I really do. So we'll be back after this short commercial break.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Yes, I said it, free. Secondly, there's creation tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer when the inspiration hits you to record. Thirdly, Anchor will distribute your podcast, meaning it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Talk about a time saver. And last but not least, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So there you have it. Everything you need to make a podcast all in one. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Can't wait to hear what you create with Anchor.
Hey, welcome back to the Behind the Mic podcast, where we're sitting down with gospel artist Breonna Ray. And your last EP, Here For A Reason, right? What was your favorite track on Here For A Reason?
That's hard. I'm gonna say, ooh, that's hard. I'm stuck between Abundantly, Shoop, and You Won't Win. I think I'm gonna cut off You Won't Win just because I've honestly gotten just a little bit tired of it. Because you know, people, that's the song people like the most, so it's been played a lot. I really like Abundantly, and Shoop is like something a little bit different. Like, Shoop is very me. Let me see. I think I'm gonna go with Abundantly.
Okay.
I really like the vibe of the song. I feel it when I perform it. I really feel it. And it was the first song that I ever wrote. So it holds a special place. So I'll go with Abundantly. Yeah,
I like that song. I like the whole EP. You know, yeah, I thought you did a great job on it. So okay, we talked a little bit about the music business, right? It's funny how you bring that up. So that's the first song you wrote. So, and I know you handle your business. I know you do, because the manager contacts me, you know, and stuff like that, right? But we also have a relationship too. So when it comes to, do other people write for you sometimes when you perform the song?
Yes. I would never take credit for anything that I did not, you know, do. I write the majority, but it might be, you know, a song here and there. Probably about two that's on the EP that I did not write. The song Here For A Reason or Oceans, that's a cover.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people know that song by Hillsong.
That's right.
Yes. So there's that one. And then Save Me, I actually did not write. Someone wrote that for me before I started writing.
Oh, okay.
And so that was the first song I recorded and everything. And other than that, I think I wrote all the rest. Yeah. Okay.
So you have to pay, do you pay the writers?
From yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people actually will send me stuff and they just want me to have the song.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that. And because they just simply want me to be the one to get their words out.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. Yeah.
That's what's up, especially in the streaming world, because I know, I was just telling a friend of mine, if you're an upcoming Christian hip hop artist or gospel artist right now, and if you're not singing for the Lord, compared, I'm talking about financially, I wouldn't know who you'd be singing for, to be honest with you. Because I know the stream game, Brinson talked about it all the time. Hey, buy my CD and then go stream it. You know, so for the numbers, right? But I know it's got to be tough, because I was reading an article, something like 0.4 or something, you know, percentage off of each spin, and that's no money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. It's difficult. That's an area where we're just going to keep having faith and believing that one day we're not going to have to worry about it, because it's going to get so many streams that, you know, be able to pay every bill that I got. But as for right now, yes, it's difficult. You don't make a lot off the street.
Yeah. Would it be, so what would you do differently on Here For A Reason if you had to do it again?
I would say Here For A Reason was like an introduction to me, and it was the first project that I put out. So because of that, you know, I was kind of newer to the whole business, to recording, everything like that. And I hadn't fully came into what I could do vocally and as an artist. Also with my writing too, like I told you, Abundantly was the first song I ever wrote. You Won't Win was the second. I was just starting, you know, the way that I write now is a little bit more complex. And so I've grown a lot vocally as a writer, all those things. So if I could go back and do it again, I would just use my full potential and not be afraid or hold back, because I got that a lot. People who reviewed it, you know, she sounds really good, but I feel like she's holding back something. I feel like a little bit more. And there was, I just hadn't locked into it yet. And now I feel like I'm starting to get there.
Yeah, because I listened to it several times and I kept on saying, is she holding back? It just seemed like you can hit another gear.
Yeah.
You know, and then I won't say it out loud, but, you know, you'll send me songs before you release them. And you'll ask me, you know, what I think about them. And I'm trying to think of the name of the song. You hit that gear. Oh, it was one of your last songs, the single you put out.
Power,
that's it. Yeah, and it was more of a, I don't want to say traditional.
Yeah.
Gospel, but, yeah, it was more like that. Of course, everybody know I'm down here in Alabama. It was more of that going out in the country. You know, one of them churches barely standing up with the cross on top. And it was like, here you come, and you hit another gear on Pow.
Yeah.
You know. So we're going to get more of that in the future?
Yes, I believe that was the beginning to, you know, where I'm trying to go vocally and with writing and everything else. That was like the first thing that I really used everything mm-hmm. that I have. Mm-hmm.
So. That's what's up. So do you just like hip hop? Is why I see you on a lot of hip hop songs, or are you trying to reach people in hip hop because you know how negative hip hop could be?
Yes. I would say both of those things, but also the fact that getting into this, I never wanted any of my songs to sound the same. Mm. Because I now understand why it is like this, but I know that when I would listen to other people's albums, I'd be like, I swear I heard the song like 3 other times. And, you know, I didn't like that. I just felt like I wanted to play with all different types of genres within gospel, still giving that same message, but, you know, maybe somebody likes hip hop. Maybe somebody likes R&B. Maybe somebody likes, you know, the how can I say this in a nice way? Because I'm forgetting the actual name of the genre. But our lighter tone, tone brothers and sisters.
Oh yeah,
Christian music.
The low, it's not lo-fi or something. No, that's a different.
But like a hill song or something.
Oh, you okay. Know, mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
CCM, is that what?
Yes,
they call it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
No, you fine.
But yes, you know, I wanted to be able to reach any and everybody. And so I wanted to do all different types of things. So that's part of the reason why I've done, you know, hip hop. I am now starting to kind of gear into one lane. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still a little bit of swerving here and there. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to now focus in on one type of music that I want to do, because I feel like a lot of artists come in wanting to, you know, stay outside the box and do all different types of genres and things. But in the business, a lot of the people higher up will tell you, you can't really keep doing that because you have to have a brand. You have to have, you know, what people are expecting when they hear Breonna Rae. Mm-hmm. And so you can't really take them all different types of directions. And so now I'm trying to kind of settle into what my sound really is and what I want to really put out there. But I have so much more music that we've already done that I'm just going to put it out anyway. But I am trying to focus in on, you know, my
barber's a pastor, so he listened to Christian hip hop too. He's the one that put me on it. But it's funny how God brings this conversation back around, because we were just talking about this at the shop. So what? Okay, an artist. We were talking about creative freedom, right? On a project, like how everything doesn't have to sound the same, and how artists can be an artist, right? Mm-hmm. So. How much does that play into the brand? Like you can still be Breonna Rae, and maybe let's say you tone it down to one rapper on your album, and then you still do your, you know, transitioning into what your direction that you're going in. But how much of an artist can you be when you're thinking about your brand? Is it a difference?
Yes, that's the challenge of it. That's what I've battled a lot with, because people have been saying that. People have been saying, you know, you need to focus on one genre. They've been saying that for a while, and I've been, you know, kind of ignoring it because I had my message. I had what I wanted to do and what I wanted to present. And so as an artist, it does kind of dilute my creativity if I'm only staying in one lane. But I'm beginning to learn how I can still do those things, have those little intricate moments in a song that will have, okay, that's a little bit R&B, but this is a little pop, but this is a little, you know, hip hop in one song and still be in one lane. And so I believe that it's a skill that you actually have to develop as an artist to be able to still have all those things and stay in one lane for the business part of it, the branding part of it.
Amen. Yeah, I appreciate you breaking that down. I like that. I love that. So we'll be back for our last part, the last segment, right after these commercial breaks.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you why. Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton, best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
All right, welcome back to Behind the Mic Podcast with our special guest, my sister Brianna Ray. And I have to ask you, for me, because I'm a fan, and the family, are you working on anything new?
Yes. Recently, I got disconnected from a label that I was with. I released my song Power with them, and it was taken down because of all the things that were going on. And I had to reset all of that up at a independent. And so now we are trying to work out how we want to release the rest of what we have. I have about 3 or 4 projects that are mostly complete. The fourth one is in the works right now. And I'm excited. I really want to release all of them if I could right now. But yeah, we definitely have some music. We're just trying to navigate how we want to do this. We are leaning towards doing singles. So we did Power, which will be on the upcoming project. And I think we'll do another single release, and then I think we will do the whole entire project, which I think this time will be a full album instead of an EP. So we do have something coming out. Just hold on.
All right. Amen. I'm glad you said full project, because don't get me wrong, I know the EPs, I know the business, I know the singles, and I know what type of age we live in. But oh Lord, how I love a full project, right?
Yeah,
it just seems like the EPs, as soon as I get into it, it's off.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, and I know when we go back to your artist roots and being an artist, see, I know you funny, right? I know you got a sense of humor, right? You know, and I like how you merge that in your music as well, right? Now, tell us about the song where the preacher start off.
So, okay. Where do I even begin? My manager sent me a beat, and he said, I want you to write a song. And my writing process is all over the place. Sometimes I get a word from God. He tells me what he wants me to write about, and I write from there, and then we add the music later or something like that. Or someone will send me music. I'll just start writing to the music, or it'll happen all at the same time. Mm-hmm. With that song, my manager did send me a beat, and he said, I want you to basically write about everything that's going on right now. And this is when the pandemic was a little bit newer. We didn't really know what was going on or what it was, and people were really, you know, frightened by it. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I wrote this song, and that's what was going through my head. And the fact that we don't have to worry about whatever's going on in this world right now, because God got us at the end of the day. Okay. And so that was the message of the song. And while I was in the studio, me and the producer were talking, and we were like, it gotta have something, you know, different to it. We gotta add like a little sprinkle or something. And we were thinking of the fact that the song is about God, the Lord. And so we were just thinking, Lord, like, what can we do right there? And he actually thought of the movie and the part where the preacher is saying, you know, Lord. So that's how that came about. We added that in, and yeah, it was like that from there.
That's what's up. Well, tell the family the name of the song, and give a shout out to your manager too.
Okay. He hates for me to bring up his name and stuff, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So the name of the song is called Thank You or / Lord. Yes, I talk about the message and everything. Hopefully you all check it out. I believe it's on SoundCloud and everything like that. And I think we will be re-releasing it, but we couldn't get, you know, the licensing for the preaching part of it. But I'll still try to put it on a project, and I believe it's still a good song even without that. My manager, I won't say his last name, I'll say Terrell. All right. he's done a lot. He's been, you know, an amazing man of God. All of this is just sowing into me and believing in my gift, everything that he does. And so I'm very grateful that, you know, God brought him into my life and pushed him to do everything that he's doing, because I definitely would not be here. I would not be doing what I'm doing if he was not involved. So yes, incredibly grateful for him. And yeah.
Yeah, well, shout out to Terrell for being a man of God and hearing God's voice. And leave my sister Brianna Ray. Shout out to Terrell. So I just got a couple more things for you, Brianna. Tell us about Singing Sundays.
Singing Sundays. Okay. So Singing Sundays, we were talking about what I needed to do to add more content onto my Instagram page. Because I can get really inconsistent with it. You know, it's hard for me to try to keep up and post every day and everything like that, even though that is something I'm working on right now. And so we said, what can we do, you know? And I had to just come up with an idea. And there's so many Terrells. Terrell Grice, he actually has a show called The Terrell Show. And I love the show. You know, I'm a big fan and everything. And so I kind of piggybacked on his idea. He does it on YouTube. And I said, okay, I can do this on Instagram Live. And it's a little bit different, but we do the same game called Song Association. And with the game, I have a list of words, and for each word, whoever comes on to the show has to sing a song that has that word either in the title or somewhere within the song. And they got only 10 seconds to do so. So it's a fun game. You know, it tests, you know, the artist's knowledge of music and things like that. It gives them an opportunity for a little bit more exposure. A lot of them are, you know, just starting out or, you know, just needing a little bit more of a push. And it's a networking opportunity because not only are they coming onto my page and the people who follow me are seeing them and, you know, being introduced to their music and what they can do, but as well, their followers are seeing me and the show and what I do. And maybe they will, you know, be a little curious or interested, like, who's this girl? Let me check her out. And so on and so on. So it's just an opportunity to help each other out and show my personality a little bit. And so, yeah, that's what Singing Sundays is.
That's what's up. Tell us what time and what day you come on. Well, naturally, Sunday. But what time do you go live?
So sometimes we'll have two people. And so we'll do one at 7 and one at 8. Okay. Other times it's just one, but usually around 7, if you get on my page Sundays, then you'll see the show starting. Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. So, yeah, before we get out of here, okay, last thing, Super Bowl.
You think we're going to make it?
Well, I think y'all, let me see, y'all got beat last week, but I know the big game, the big game this weekend is Tom Brady and Drew Brees, right? Who you got? I'll make it easy for you.
You know, they my team and everything, but they be letting me down. They be letting me down hard. I just, you know, and people be coming at me about it, and I can't even say nothing because you're right. But sorry, my phone it keep pausing. Sorry. Yes, I don't know. I don't know. We gonna pray on that one.
All right, that'll work. Just text me or next year when we start fantasy. You know, you be talking smack now in our little chat, but nah, it's all good. It's all love. So before we get up out of here, Brianna, let the people know where they can find you at. Drop your socials.
Okay. So Instagram is where I am mostly, you know, primarily there. So you can find me there at Brianna Ray Music. Music is spelled M-U-S-I-K. Brianna Ray, as in my name. So just look me up, you know, check out Singing Sundays. Check out singing videos I may do. And I may be adding some new content. Maybe some cooking videos will be coming soon. So just stay tuned. Check me out. I'm Brianna Ray. Music pretty much on everything. Twitter, Facebook, all those things. So, yeah. Oh, my EPK, BriannaRayMusic.com.
All right. Well, that's the plug, y'all. And remember, that's Brianna Ray Music. Not with the C, but with the K.
Yeah.
Brianna Ray Music. All right, family. Well, we appreciate you joining us on this special episode with my sister. This is Daryl Kemp from the bookkeeper247.com, and you can go to your favorite web browser and put hashtag TBK247, and I guarantee you we're going to pop up everywhere. Once again, Brianna Ray, thank you for joining me today. That's right. May the Lord continue to bless you in your ministry, your family, and continue to be with you in your journey and your walk.
Thank you, and same for you.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll catch up.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can help us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. For all of the YouTube listeners, make sure you hit the alert notifications. Also, if you would like to donate a monetary blessing, go to the description located inside our Anchor link or our PayPal link. The donations will help our growth regarding better equipment so that we can spread the word of God even further. Thank you again, and until next time, God bless.